interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. From Bervaldez, apparently, at least the Astros would have you believe, got crossed up with catcher Cesar Salazar in last night's Astros-Yankees game. Said cross-up may or may not have led to a Yankees grand slam, which led to another cross-up a couple of pitches later, where it seems like Cesar Salazar threw a ball as hard as he could when Salazar was expecting a breaking ball at Salazar's chest. Fun times. I love baseball. This is what we get to talk about. The Astros getting shelled 7-1 and an overpaid pitcher who's going to be more overpaid this offseason throwing an effing tamper tantrum. Don't you love it? America's pastime, everybody. What a great sport. What a great sport. Thank God there's margaritas at Daikin Park. I don't know how I'd be able to suffer through this. Paul, they're a good baseball team. F it. I'm so done with this team. I really am. I am. I'm just done. God does will it, but like, can we get to October? I do not care about anything that happens the rest of this regular season.
You are sim to end of season.
Seriously, I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
Hey, not to step on our 130 segment. One more day. One more day, Paul.
It's honestly, I've been in a bad mood the last couple of days because I'm just like, I'm so done. I want to talk about football. That's all I care about.
One more day.
Yeah, and all I care about. We talked about this after the show in a weird way. There's more football topics in like April than there are 4 days before the season starts, just because it's just kind of a normal preparation week, but there's no previous week to talk about. So it's just like, we've been staring at this Eagles Cowboys game for what, 4 months now?
I had an entire rundown of things to talk about today. I did. Got up early, had it ready to go.
Dan Lanning.
And
shout to you. Dabo Swinney.
Yeah.
Could have gone to.
Right.
Instead, Framber Valdez.
I had all this ready to go at like 10 o'clock. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go to bed early. I'm going to sleep in. And then, of course, all this effing stuff happens. I'm like, oh, great. So all of that work that I did for naught. And I got to talk about a guy who constantly has temper tantrums on the mound, throwing another temper tantrum on the mound.
I think that's...
Sir, you are handsomely compensated to throw an effing baseball, and yet you constantly are getting pissed off at everyone but yourself. Headbutt your wall. Headbutt your head against the wall. Gus Frerotte yourself. Do what I do. When I'm mad, you know what I do? I beat myself up. You beat everybody else up. Beat yourself up. I'm not saying cut your wrists or anything bad. No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
What I am saying is, I don't know. Do something constructive that helps you get that steam off that doesn't involve bludgeoning Marcus Semien, Jose Caballeros, or Cesar Salazar, or whoever else we've forgotten in the many years of Framber Valdez pouting and crying and throwing a hissy fit over some of the dumbest stuff possible. It's a game, dude. We gotta wear the right jerseys. We gotta make sure my dreads have the perfect extensions. I'm just done with it. I want him gone. He could have 3 perfect games the rest of the way. Out. Don't care. He could hit 4 home runs in one of those 3 perfect games.
Okay, I would want him.
No, I'd want him gone.
Okay.
Sell high.
I'd look the other way.
Sell high. Make a trade with Saudi Arabia. I'm sure they don't have a trade deadline. They'll pay him a lot of money. He could throw against the cricket players or something. I don't know what the hell they do over there. I don't care either. I'm just done with this. I'm done with Framber Valdez. Like, do I really want to read these Dana Brown quotes about Framber? Like, I've spent this whole segment just filibustering it because I've seen them, and they make me want to throw a baseball back at Framber Valdez. Because Dana's even defending it, for God's sakes. Like, he says Cesar Salazar. What the hell is up with this? It's like a few good men, and everyone's trying to make sure that no one goes down.
Who ordered the code red, Framber Valdez?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and then Framber's like, no, I'm not English. Like, what the hell?
Does this give you more respect for someone who was much maligned in his day as a Houston Astro for what he did when he was frustrated with himself. And
Ken Giles?
I'm, of course, talking about Ken Giles slapping himself in the face.
A bunch of people just texted that in.
Is that more constructive?
No, but...
it's better.
I wouldn't be mad at him. I'd feel bad for him. I'd feel bad for him.
It's a cry for help.
You know? But he does this immediately whenever things hit the fan. There's a track record of this and like him claiming ignorance, but also apologizing at the same time and saying, hey, we got a pitch comm screwed up, when he doesn't actually have a pitch comm to call pitches with. It's just crap. It's complete crap. And I'm tired of it. Like they enable this behavior, and he deserves the private pile sock soap treatment. He does. He does. You're laughing. I like this.
It just seems extreme.
Imagine if this was your teammate in sports. No, I'm sorry. Like sometimes violence does solve the problems. And the only person that's committing violence is Fromber on literally anyone. Like, who else does he throw things at? 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. Does he throw change at the homeless people that sleep underneath the overpass that's right across the from Dyken Park? Does he do that? Does he have an American psycho kind of way of letting off steam where he just hires a random person? I'm just asking the question.
Be careful.
It's a question.
Just ask questions.
It's a question. I've seen American Psycho a little bit too recently. None of that happened in American Psycho, okay? It's just a dream sequence. He wouldn't have been able to get away with all that. Up next, let's hear Dana Brown polish this turd. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stay put. Do we want to read the Dana Brown quotes about From Valdez? There's a part of me. I've seen them. And I've been on one today. I'm tired of baseball. I'm tired of the Astros. Basically, throwing away the free games that the Mariners and the Rangers keep giving them in the AL West, like Framber Valdez throws baseballs at anyone who inconveniences him. It's enough of a sample size where if anyone's defending him, I do not for the life of me understand it. But listen, Joe Espada seemed to have his back. Cesar Salazar seemed to have his back. Everyone claimed that there was no intent behind it, but Fromber did forget the whole checking in on Fromber. Checking in on Cesar Salazar afterwards. Time for a new episode of Are You Down? With Dana Brown.
You down with Dana B?
This ball club's too good.
You down with Dana B?
He's pretty much giving me the steering wheel and said, hey, this is your gig.
You down with Dana B?
These guys have been out for so much of the season that it feels like we're acquiring too many players.
I guess we'll see.
After Cesar Salazar wanted a curveball and Fromber wanted to throw a sinker and said sinker was knocked out of the park for a grand slam, and then two pitches later, Salazar wanted a curveball, and Fromber wanted a sinker, and Cesar's glove was down on the ground, and he took one to the chest. Framber Valdez walks directly back, doesn't even look back at Cesar Salazar. He knew it hit him right in the chest. Salazar pauses for a moment, picks up the ball, takes a couple of steps past home plate, gives the ball back to Fromber. But don't worry, guys. They have a good relationship, and it's just a cross-up. And Joe Espada said the same thing. Here's what Dana Brown had to say about it on the Astros' flagship station today. I believe that he was absolutely frustrated. Sometimes you get angry that you can't see straight, and he crossed him up. The way that is framed makes it seem like, yeah, sometimes you just become the Hulk on the mound out there. You know what the Hulk doesn't do? Lose. The Hulk generally wins in his rage berserker mode, and there are some casualties along the way. This version of the Hulk got its ass beat.
I like that the defense is still that Framber Valdez lost his mind. It's just that he lost his mind, but didn't do it on purpose. Like, that is... Same thing with Cesar Salazar. That's what he's also saying, where he's like, you know, tensions are high. It's in the heat of the moment, I think is the actual phrase. It was like, it was heat of the moment, and yeah, we just got crossed up. It's like, wait, couldn't you also say it's the heat of the moment, and Framber Valdez, a guy who loses his mind like four times a season, lost his mind again? Like, isn't that a way more simple explanation, and I only really have to take out the accident part, and it all makes sense? It all makes perfect sense, except for the, but it was an accident, guys. You know, the guy who, like you said, after he threw the pitch, saw it hit his catcher in the chest, immediately turned around, didn't say anything, didn't go, my bad, didn't, nothing, just, oh, okay. It was an accident. Didn't mean to.
The way he framed it, it's like he's trying to pave the way for re-signing Framber this offseason. There's probably a sick part of Dana that's like, oh, thank God, this crazy guy.
Oh, they talked about this on First Take? Thank God.
I know.
By the way, they did talk about
this. This is the first time they've talked about baseball nationally in, like, weeks.
If you ever find yourself in a situation where they are talking about you on First Take on September 3rd, the day before a Cowboys game, you have done something terribly, terribly wrong. You have done something horribly wrong if they're talking about you on First Take and you're a baseball player in the month of September. Like, I'm sorry. Chances are you did something terribly wrong. Unless you broke a record, this is the only other thing that they could possibly want to talk about baseball. It's, look at this insane person. Can you believe this? Mad Dog, your thoughts. Yeah. It's basically what they did.
And I mean, they think the other thing that they had, this actually overshadowed. I don't even know if Rafael Devers hit a home run last night and got in a fight with the pitcher before he got to second base, which I've never seen before. And this stole the headlines.
Yes, an actual baseball fight, or not actual fight, but like an actual benches clearing.
A punch was thrown
by
someone. I don't know who.
That gets overshadowed by that. That's how egregious what Framber Valdez did is that they don't even really care about that. This overshadows that.
More from Dana Brown. Are you down with Dana Brown? Dana on Framber. Oh, my God. We should really not dwell on this. We should move forward. We got to win the division. Okay, so he's on the Astros flagship station. I love it when people who are a part of a situation that has become tense, to put it mildly, tell people that are completely removed from the situation who are asking about it, we got to focus on the future.
Yeah.
We got to focus on the rest of the season.
Dan Matthews, you need to move on. What? Okay.
Insane. Insane to me. But, hey, that's Dana Brown. I don't really care about anything else.
I really just wanted to hear a couple of them before, because I knew you wouldn't be able to get through them. I just wanted to hear. I can't.
The last one, Dana Brown on Fromber's demeanor. Let's not fault Framber for being a competitive, mean guy, but he needs to keep it under control. What?
And how are they still also saying it's an accident? Like, that is something you would only say if it's on purpose.
That's a great point. That is a great point.
You can only pretend like it's an accident for like three sentences, and then anything you say past that only makes sense if it's on purpose.
Woof. So that's, are you down with Dana Brown?
So no, we're not down?
No, I'm not down with any of that. This is enablement. Oh no, I didn't get my girlfriend the drink that she wanted. She threw the drink at me. No, not the liquid. She threw the glass at me, but...
That's all right. Tempers run high.
But tempers run high.
She's a competitor.
She's a Latina. She's Italian. Like, listen, I'm just saying a bunch of stereotypes would say certain folks get a little bit more angry. She's Irish. I can say that about my people. Okay? So, sometimes things get crazy. They get crazy. I have a tip for Framber. Can you fade the music out? I need to sing this. I think that I have the right song for Framber Valdez. A group of wise philosophers sang this. Okay? No, I'm going to sing it in Spanish. I know the English lyrics, but I'm going to sing it in Spanish. And I think that Fromber should sing this to Cesar Salazar, okay?
Nunca quise ser tan malo contigo. Una cosa que dije que nunca haría. Una mirada de ti yo que era de la gracia. Y eso me oraría esta sonrisa de mi cara. Fue el calor del momento. Diciéndome lo que significa tu corazón. El calor del momento brilló en tus ojos.
That's Heat of the Moment by Asia.
Yeah, I got
in
that.
Spanish.
I got that.
Doesn't really work. I went to a website. It's it translates things to Spanish for you. I'm just going to give a shout out to those who speak Spanish. I do not know how you do it as quickly as you do it. You speak faster than I do, which is saying something. I speak very fast, you know? So anyway, I think if Framber Valdez sang that to Cesar Salazar in front of the whole clubhouse, it could be a bonding experience.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's how you bury it.
It'll be like in...
karaoke.
Well, you've seen Remember the Titans, right? Remember? In the middle of Remember the Titans, they all start singing... And it ended racism. And that's how the team came together, despite being in 1950s or 60s Alabama. You know? I think they sang, what was the song they sang in Remember the Titans? 713-780.
That guy should be the next Alabama coach.
To calm the text.
After they fired DeBoer.
Yeah.
But this guy.
Oh, man. Let's see what the text line has to say about that. From the 346.
Universal praise, I think.
Was Paul performing an exorcism on live radio?
It did take the first like 20 seconds for me to be like, oh, this is Spanish that he's
yes
saying.
Yes, that was Spanish, guys.
It did Broncos, sound like tongues.
Junior Broncos has a great point. Bring back Maldi.
Wouldn't have happened with Maldi.
It would not. I don't think it would have happened.
To quote Maldi. Mark Wahlberg, things would have gone down the same if he was
yes.
I'll change the quote behind the dish.
If he was in the aisle of fire, you know, pitcher to battery and stuff. Maldonado, I think it's time to bring him back. Maldi would beat his ass. I still feel that way.
Yeah, how the idea of the locker or the clubhouse keeping him, you know, but like the fact that they are angry at him.
Yeah.
That helps, but and it helps that Carlos Correa is involved. If this was like pre-trade deadline and like who, if we're playing the game of who on the team pulls Fromber aside and tells him like, what the hell are you doing, guy? Like that, I don't know who you'd pick. Luckily they traded for Carlos Correa.
Yes,
and now it's like, I think Correa would be the one to do it. But
seriously,
I mean, it is something where in previous years you'd have Correa, you had Bregman, you had Maldonado, you had Justin Verlander, yeah. You had all of these guys.
Yeah.
Now it does seem like it's a, or definitely is just a more shallow group of people that can call out Framber Valdez.
What if they, and this would be about the time in the movie where we're getting to the cliffhanger ending. What if in the same way the last Fast and Furious movie ended, it ends with a phone call to somebody. You see his feet. You don't think anything of it. He's wearing baseball spikes. Why? He doesn't have a job. What is he doing? And then it slowly pans up. And it's Martin Maldonado, and his hair is orange again. And he picks up the phone. You ask for Maldi? You got Maldi! Hang up. Boom.
You some bitch.
From the 346, what's up with left-handed out of shape, good, great Houston All-Stars quitting their way out of the town? Well, remember, guys, if you're left-handed, that's the work of the devil.
Oh, yeah. Here's...
He might be possessed by a demon. Maybe we see that exorcism I did. Maybe I just did it myself.
Conjuring last rites? Let's send Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga over there.
From the 832, they can't just hug it out. They probably could hug it out.
I think you can kind of band-aid that, like we talked about.
But it's going to happen again.
Yeah, and I think you can band-aid it to get through October, whenever your season ends. let's hope, late October. Mm-hmm. Although, I'm not sure I would bet on it. But I don't think – if he had another year on his contract after this, like, trade his ass. You know, like, this is definitely – I think long-term, this is pretty unrepairable, luckily, I guess, for the Astros. You don't really have to think long-term with Framber Valdez. He's going to be someone else's problem.
You got to think short-term. I mean, this is the problem.
But I think you can Band-Aid it just for, like, short-term of, like – of
I want him gone.
If you don't like your roommate, it's like, okay, I only have to make it to July 31st.
Listen, I've put up with two bad roommates back-to-back. Back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jew and shout out to Curtis.
Uh-huh.
His name was J-O-O.
Yeah, okay. thank you for the clarification.
J-O-O stayed up till 4 a.m. every night playing his Game Boy, and he turned the volume on, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to complain about it, but 4 a.m., come on, man. And Curtis just never washed anything, and he slept on the plastic wrap that was on the mattress when he first moved in, so when he like shifted into sleep, you could hear it. And he didn't like the window being open. There's no air conditioning at Syracuse, so imagine the stench is in here like all year long.
God.
And then when it's like slightly below 80 degrees, he says, "I be cold," and calls out the RA at 3 in the morning to have a confrontation and say, "You don't want it to go a third way." The conversation I'm having with the RA, and I'm like, "I will kill you," thinking in my head. But I didn't, because that's illegal. And that's what Framber Valdez should have thought when he threw the ball at Cesar Salazar and nearly murdered him. Attempted murder. I'm saying that's what it was. What if it hit him in the heart? You know,
stopped his heart.
I've seen
in
Kill
between
Bill.
Beats.
Yeah, I've seen Kill Bill. You know, the dragon thingy. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. Johan says they'll get over it. Hispanic people don't hold grudges. That's racist, sir. He was out of line, but I don't believe this would be an ongoing issue. Paul, thanks for singing less, LOL. Hey, that song. Yeah, that wasn't good. You would all hit that. We just try to experiment. I don't.
Shoot or shoot.
I don't know how many of those words I even nailed. Anyway, Paul Galacho, we are 1 day away. Shut up. We are 1 day away from the start of the NFL season. Stay put, Sean Mays behind the glass. If Framber Valdez played football, he would have to do bull in the ring for what he did to Cesar Salazar. And I think that'll be the only way that the Astros can move on from what took place in last night's Astros-Yankees game, where the Astros also didn't score and they lost 7-1. Buried the lead. Also buried a moment in baseball where a dude hit a home run and did not make it to second base. And you left the base paths to fight someone. Rafael Devers. Never change. We are 1 day away from the start of the NFL season. This is an interesting number because there have been, unlike the last couple, a couple of really awesome number ones. Warren Moon is a Hall of Famer. He wore number one. Who knows how many passing yards he would have thrown for had he actually been able to play in the NFL from the get-go, because he was undrafted and he played in the CFL for a while. He didn't join the NFL until he was 28 years old, which is crazy.
Insane that happened.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes right now is 29.
Yeah.
Like, imagine he wasn't allowed to play until now. This is Ichiro Suzuki caliber. It's like, oh, who's this Canadian black man who's coming into our league? Who the hell's he? But he starts with the Oilers. 17-year career.
Yeah.
He played late. I remember him, late
90s. Started in his late 20s and went 17 years. Crazy.
How old is Warren Moon right now? Warren Moon, born in 1956. He played football from 1978 through 2000. So he played football in 4 decades. That's impressive. Now, some of the off-the-field stuff post-career, not so impressive. Also, other than Warren Moon, you've got Cam Newton. Newton did win an MVP. He did win Offensive Player of the Year. He did get to a Super Bowl in which he played. You got a couple of kickers, Gary Anderson and Jason Elam. I guess Jim Thorpe changed his name a couple of times because...
Changed his number, yeah.
My bad. Changed his number, right. And then you've got today, Ja'Marr Chase, who I think is a strong case as one of the best players in the NFL, quarterbacks included.
Yeah.
And you got Jalen Hurts, Channel View Zone.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts or Cam Newton?
Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
I will join Gilly the Kid of the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast. There's no denying how awesome a player Cam Newton was. I don't know that I'd want to be on Cam Newton's team and play with him for a prolonged period of time. With Jalen Hurts, I know I want to be his teammate. He is a legendary teammate going all the way back to his time at Alabama, how he handled getting benched for Tua, how he has handled his career since then. He's already been to two Super Bowls. Like, after Patrick Mahomes, who's been the most successful quarterback from a wins-loss perspective.
Yeah, post-Brady.
This era, it has been Jalen Hurts. Yeah, especially now that Brady's out.
I guess, yeah, post-Brady retirement. Because Brady did play.
And the Bucks did. Bucks did smoke the Eagles in one of, I think, Jalen Hurts' first playoff game.
Yes. Or... I'm not sure if that was the first. I think that was between Super Bowl appearances, wasn't it? Oh, no, no. That was the first one. That was the first one.
My memory.
That was first year start.
Memory's a little fuzzy, so sure could be.
There's a year between, you know, when everyone was afraid to fire Nick Sirianni.
What's worth remembering in a post-Tom Brady world? You know?
Post-Bill Belichick world.
Hey, he's not dead yet. As far as the Texans, until... 2021, only one player had worn number one for the Texans. They went from 2011 through 2021 without anyone wearing number one. Matt Turk wore number one from 2007 through 2011.
I was like, I know it's a punter or kicker. I forgot which one.
Who was number one for the Texans in 2021, Sean Mears?
In 2021?
At a TV show.
Oh, Lonnie Johnson?
Lonnie Johnson,
Jr. Life of Lotto.
Life of Lotto on YouTube. I think I have more subscribers. Shout out to my loyal subscribers at Paul Gallant on YouTube.
Next year, that should be just part of this, is who on the 2021 Texans wore this number.
Yeah.
And have us both be like just completely stumped on who was on the 2021 Texans.
Who wore number one in 2022, Sean Mapes?
This is also hard. Not much easier, I don't know, a receiver?
No, cornerback. Tremont Smith, who's on the team.
Okay.
Sort of.
Okay. Tremont Smith.
Who wore number one in 2023?
I have no idea.
Jimmy Ward.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have known that.
Stephon Diggs, number one last year. Who's wearing Stephon Diggs this season? Or, excuse me, who's wearing number one this season? That would be weird, wearing Stephon Diggs. Hannibal Lecter.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Who's wearing number one this season?
Those women on those boats. I don't know who's wearing number one.
Apparently it's Aziz Alshaier, even though the Houston, Texas website does not say that. I thought he was zero as well, so I don't know what the hell's going
on. Hold on. He was named captain today to, I don't know. To
commemorate the number one-age?
Localize it, I guess.
Hell yeah.
Some news. I'm just looking on what... he was wearing in the Photoshop or in the like.
So he is wearing a jersey there.
He is. One second.
He's not shirtless.
He's wearing zero.
Oh, okay. What the hell? AI lied to me. Okay. So from what I understand, unless it's Jimmy Ward again, I'm not sure that there's a number one on the Houston.
Have they given Jimmy Ward a jersey number yet?
He was back in the locker room apparently this week.
Okay. Okay.
Certain members of the Houston media may or may not have been very friendly with them, so I would assume that that means that things are probably going to be okay. It does seem like there's a very good chance there's a no bill on the charges against him, at least based off of what I read. So there you go, guys. We're one day away from the start of the NFL season. Shout out to Davis Mills. He got a contract extension.
Shout out to Davis Mills.
Shout out to Davis Mills, now the second highest paid backup quarterback in the NFL behind Marcus Mariota. And shout out to Robert Woods, who's available again if the Texans need him. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Fromber Valdez. For bleep's sake, man. What do you do with Fromber Valdez? Serious question. What do you do? Because you can't DFA him, even though I want to. You can't suspend him for his next start against the Toronto Blue Jays, even though you want to. And it's probably frowned upon in 2025 for everyone to go to Walmart.com and order a bunch of socks and bars of soap and give him the private pile treatment. Watch Full Metal Jacket. So what do you do? You answer that. It's the most interactive sports talk show in town. Stay put. What do you do about Framber Valdez if you're the Astros after last night? Because while on the outside, looking in, we're supposed to believe that it was just a misunderstanding between Framber and Cesar Salazar and everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's good and fine. Nothing is wrong. I'm feeling great. Everything is good and cool and nice. But on the inside, I mean, I don't think this is the kind of incident that everyone just gets over immediately, you know? Tempers run hot. And if this was an isolated incident for Framber, that's one thing. But Framber's been with the team long enough where he should be a leader, right? He's been here a while. Oh, he's just a crazy head case off the side. No, you've been here long enough where you have a pecking order in the clubhouse and you got to treat your teammates well.
Yeah, by the time Alex Bregman got to the age where he was going to be no longer on the Astros, by the time that Carlos Correa got on the, by the age where he was, George Springer, when he got to the, like all these guys, we've gone through it before, when they leave, those guys left as team leaders. You know, really, Kyle Tucker's like the only one that you can't really say that for, definitively. Right. Framber Valdez is still kind of the same guy that he was in 2021. He got better there for a little bit, not just performance-wise, but also just, you know, psyche-wise. He became a pretty consistent pitcher, a very consistent pitcher
there.
He did.
There. 2022, he was awesome.
Yeah.
But now...
It seems like there's a backslide, or at least like a return to form of old form. And yeah, now he's doing this for the last month, and it's something where if you're the Astros, like we've talked about, like, can you sit him down because you're in the middle of a division race? Is he helping your case in the division? Is he helping you
right
win
now
games?
He's not. He has been awful.
Even take out the Salazar thing. Like, has he pitched well in the last month?
He's been awful.
When you're not playing the Rockies?
Right. And, oh, I missed a pitch or two, like all these pitchers say. Framber's not alone on that.
He missed seven straight pitches to start the Tigers game before he got an out. He's been terrible.
He really has been bad. And it's been against good teams. And this was another opportunity against a good team in a contract year. And the only times he's looked good over the last month plus were against the Rockies and the Nationals. And against the Nationals, I even defended him when he did some diva stuff. But the diva stuff, it's gotten old, and something's got to be done about it. But what? That is really more a question for the Astros, but I do not think this is something that they can just say, yeah, that's just Framber being Framber. No, not with where you're at right now. You should be leading the AL West by significantly more, and you're not, because you keep on fumbling opportunities that the Mariners and the Rangers keep giving you.
You also put up with it because he's Framber Valdez, you know, in past years, because he's Framber Valdez.
Yeah.
Like, the Bulls, you put up with Dennis Rodman because he's Dennis Rodman.
Right.
You put up with him because of how good he can be. You put up with Lawrence Taylor because he's Lawrence Taylor. You put up with all the bad stuff when a guy is that good. You don't put up with it when he's pulling down a 7 ERA for the last
month. Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, you also just don't have the leadership in the locker room like a Michael Jordan.
That
Bulls comparison. And I would say with the Giants, Joe Espada is not Bill Parcells.
No.
So.
Not Jimmy Johnson with Charles Haley.
Yeah, exactly. A texter from the 832 says, I would trade them for Verlander at this point. Verlander had a fun outing this week.
Oh, my God. Is there the baseball equivalent of Scorigami for in a specific pitcher? Because he might have gotten it.
What was it?
It was 5 innings pitched.
125 pitches.
120-something pitches.
10 strikeouts and a bunch of walks.
A bunch of walks, no earned runs. it seems like a Mad Lib of a pitching line of how does this add up to
doesn't make any sense.
A good start. And It's somehow, I mean, I'm not sure if it actually was. I guess it's a good start because he gave his team a chance to win. But, yeah. The thing is, we'd be complaining about Justin Verlander now. And it would be more sad because we would want him to do well.
Yeah.
Fromber or Ryan Pressly?
Fromber. Fromber or Rafael Montero? Montero's numbers over the last
you sent me that.
9 games. Whoa. I was kind of stunned. I
would like to apologize. I'm not familiar with your game.
I mean, it's Detroit. Rafael Montero.
Yeah.
He's reeling them in slowly before the inevitable Qualls moment.
The Astros know best. All he needs one good postseason out of Rafael Montero, and he might be lifting the trophy.
Well, you got to pay him 3 years, $30
million. Yeah, well, you don't have to do that part.
You don't have to, but you could if you want to.
I don't know if they're going to fire their GM or let him walk and have, have Prince Fielder be the GM for 3 months.
Yeah, right. What to do about Framber Valdez, 713-780-3776 to call to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. Please, please, please stop saying deport him. Someone said this. Come on a serious note. Come on. If you want to do some sort of compromise over the fact that he doesn't speak English, how about this? He is forced to take an English class. He has to learn English. How about that?
Like a fantasy football league punishment where the last place guy has to do the SAT. Just Fromber. We need a 14-day Duolingo streak before you can pitch again. We just need 2 straight weeks of you being on Duolingo, and then you're ready to pitch again. It's not a suspension. We just want you to,
I think he's going to break his phone if he takes Duolingo. Once you run out of the 5 hearts.
The stupid owl.
It's frustrating. Well, once you run out of the 5 hearts and you don't have the unlimited with Duolingo, so there's, like, if you have unlimited with Duolingo where you pay for the subscription.
You know what?
There's no stakes.
Fromber, you can pay for the
subscription. No. He's not allowed to. No, he has to do the 5-star thing. Because he has to... You have 5 hearts, and every single time you make a mistake, you lose one of the 5 hearts. And if you run out of hearts in the middle of a lesson, then that's it.
And you have to start over?
Yes.
The next day?
Slightly different the next time around.
Well, that's
going to teach him. That's
tough,
teach
but
him,
fair.
That's going to teach him to maintain his composure.
Okay. Hopefully someone's looking after that owl. Might throw a baseball at him.
Trill O'Reilly says he has to take a baseball back. And he's not allowed to wear a cup.
Ooh.
Cesar Salazar.
Happy Gilmore style?
Yeah.
Just sit there.
Would you trust a non-pitcher to throw a baseball at you and hit a specific spot?
No.
I think I would trust a catcher.
That's true.
I think I would trust a catcher.
But even, they can throw it hard, but it's not going to be as pinpoint as a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess a catcher is the one guy who does do that still. Because even like shortstops, like the first baseman normally has to reach for it.
Do you know who I trust? I bet Bobby Witt could do it. Did you see Bobby Witt's web gem last night?
No, I didn't.
It's one of like the most impressive shortstop web gems I've ever seen. He makes a play, diving to his right, gets up, not even a half second, and just lasers it over the first base. The camera couldn't even keep up with how quickly he got it off. He was on the ground, gets up, throws it to first base. I have no idea how he got the guy out. The cameraman could not even keep tabs on how good the play was. That's how awesome of a play it was.
That is crazy.
It's insane that he did that. I think Bobby Witt just did something that an old school 1800s gunslinger could do. While fielding a ball. No, you laugh. That's legitimately what it is. I've never seen someone dive for a ball, get up that quick, and effortlessly just howitzer the ball over the first.
It's Johnny Ringo and Tombstone doing all the gun tricks. That's the equivalent of what he just did.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Ronald Acuña, too, from a couple weeks ago. the throw he made to get a guy out at third, where people were like, he should have slid. It's like, no one, he had no idea that anyone on earth could make that throw.
Right.
I think he's all right.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, it's Framber Valdez, 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by the same people who brought you Aziz Alshayer, 97.5 and 92.5. Listen, we're doing this all day. 1 hour left. I don't know if anything new has been said about that, but some of the pieces from Chandler Rome's article we will dissect. And what do the Astros do about their mercurial ace? How do you get this guy back on track? Paul Galanchot, stay put.